Roderick Chambers, and I'm out at one of the icons of Sydney, Bondi Beach. Malcolm Turnbull seems long gone now, but the resentment in his seat of Wentworth, and indeed the nation, lingers on. Maintaining the rage, Senator Darren Hinch has weighed in to put up a Justice Party candidate for Wentworth, Ben Forsyth, and he says that people around the country feel dudded after the Turnbull knifing. They were out in the electorate on the weekend, and I caught up with Darren Hinch and his entourage as he cruised the Bondi Promenade and asked him why did a senator with a strong following in Victoria come to Sydney to contest Wentworth?
Well, after what we've seen in Canberra the last few months, we decided we'd run. The way that Malcolm Turnbull got turfed, and we're running a slogan, you know, sick of them, vote for us. And so we're trying to send a message to Canberra and say to them, OK, put the smaller parties and the independents first, and then put the major parties last, and let them know. Out there, the natives are restless. They're very angry at what's been happening, especially in Wentworth, because when you hear ScoMo in the House last week is saying the economy is great, this is great, and that's great, we're doing this, and you've got a million new jobs, etc., etc. And Bill Shorten says, well, why isn't Malcolm Turnbull still Prime Minister then, if you're doing so well?
There's a bit of resentment out here, isn't there?
Yes, there is. But I've found it. I was in country Victoria only 2 weeks ago, and it's there too. You know, I think that that Scott Morrison has a better chance in New South Wales and Victoria than Peter Dutton would have had. I think the fact that he came through the middle, I think, is people will accept that a bit more. And he's doing very well, surprisingly. I think but he's got so much disunity in his party that even now, you know, they make very bad losers, don't they?
And the Justice Party, you're well known for your, I guess, crusades for justice for particular people system.
So far, I've had a big success. I mean, only a one-man party in Canberra at the moment. But we've got the passport ban in on convicted sex offenders travelling overseas. That came in December. They've cancelled 500 passports so far this year. 800 of them were going overseas every year, and so that's something. And I've been pushing very hard on aged care and ratios, nurse and carer ratios in aged care. I'm a bit worried that with the Royal Commission being announced that they won't make it broad enough, like 1 to 70 people or 1 to 90 people overnight and stuff like that. Well, that's just not on, and it can't be on. So I think they've done the right thing in the Royal Commission. I think he's probably done the right thing by announcing that he's not going to push the retirement age out to 70. He's going to hold it at 67. So there's a few things going there. But the weirdest thing is you watch them. I mean, both the Prime Minister and the Labor Party, I put a bill up last year about ratios and aged care centres and how bad it was. They voted against it. Only 2 weeks ago, I put a notice of motion up in the Senate, and both the government, the Libs, the Nats, Labor, all voted it down. And now they're saying, oh, now we need a Royal Commission. Like, well, what took you so long, you know?
So you were right.
We were right.
Do you feel any responsibility for the citizenship crisis that came up, given that they originally came after you?
I feel totally responsible for it. But as somebody said on radio in Melbourne, if Hinch can get it right, it can't be that hard. Now, but they did come after me first. This was this constitutional nerd in Western Australia who hates Section 44. And he thought, well, Hinch is a journo. You know, he'll be sloppy. He won't have got it right. And says, I think Ludlam's also a Kiwi. I'll go after him. As it turned out, I was clean. Ludlam was dirty. Then Larissa Ward fell, and then it was like dominoes. You know, you had John Alexander, you had Jackie Lambie, you had heaps and heaps. Nash, she went. Even Stephen Parry, the president of the Senate, had to go. So
Barnaby Joyce had to go.
And so they. And I that's why I think probably now over Section 44 that probably Dutton should be referred to the High Court. Because there's enough doubt there. That Solicitor General's report that Malcolm called for as he stalled the vote. That was pretty wishy-washy. It wasn't a declaration of green lights, I don't think.
And is that why you thought you'd come here to Wentworth?
Oh, we came here because we think you guys got dudded. We came here because you've got to be given a voice. And and we announced a couple of days before Karen Phelps did, and now she's in it. And a lot of smaller parties are going to run as well. And I just think you want to give the people of Wentworth the choice and say, OK, don't vote for them first. You know, send them a message. Let them know that you're angry and you're annoyed and you're disgruntled. You think, well, hang on, we voted for a bloke called Malcolm Turnbull, and he was the sitting Prime Minister when we voted him back in, and now he's in New York, and he's gone. So I think that they're entitled to be angry, and I think they'll show that anger on October 20.